Age and Health. Personal Experiences. A man I once knew passed away at the age of 45. When I first met him, he was the very picture of strength and vitality. His presence reflected confidence, and his physical health seemed unshakable. No one could have imagined that within a short span of time, his life would take such a drastic turn. Later, he was diagnosed with cancer. Despite medical care and treatment, the disease continued to advance, gradually overpowering his body. In his final days, he was reduced to extreme weakness. His once strong frame became frail, almost like a skeleton. His digestive system had deteriorated to such an extent that he could not consume even simple food. Drinking water itself had become a struggle. Yet what was most striking was not his physical condition, but his words. Whenever someone came to visit him and expressed concern for his health, he would respond with remarkable clarity. "Do not think about me. Think about yourselves. Be grateful that you have a healthy body, that you can eat, drink, and move about freely. These are all blessings from God. Whenever God wills, he can take them away, and nothing will remain with you." These were not mere words of resignation. They were words of realization, words born out of a deep awakening. This incident serves as a powerful reminder about the reality of human life. Health is one of the greatest blessings bestowed upon man, yet it is the most taken for granted. From birth, a person finds himself in possession of a functioning body, eyes that see, hands that work, legs that move, and a system that sustains life effortlessly. Because this gift is given without any visible effort on our part, we begin to assume that it is our inherent right. This assumption leads to heedlessness. Man forgets that his body is not his own creation, it is a trust given to him by his Creator. True realization begins when a person acknowledges that every breath he takes is dependent on a higher will. The healthy body is not permanent, it is subject to change at any moment. A minor disruption in the body can render a person helpless. The strong can become weak, the independent can become dependent, and the living can face death, all within a short span of time. When a person reflects deeply, he realizes that health is not just a biological condition, it is a divine favor. The same principle applies to age and life itself. As long as a person is alive, he unconsciously believes that life will continue indefinitely. He makes plans as if he has full control over time. Death appears distant, almost unreal. This illusion creates negligence. Man becomes absorbed in worldly pursuits, forgetting the ultimate reality that every moment is bringing him closer to his end. This, undoubtedly, is one of the greatest mistakes a human being can make. Life in this world is not merely for enjoyment or accumulation, it is a test. In this test, awareness is the key. Those who remain conscious of death are the ones who truly understand life. They do not allow themselves to be deceived by temporary comforts. Instead, they live with a sense of responsibility and gratitude. To think about death is not pessimism, it is realism. It brings balance to life. It prevents arrogance and fosters humility. When a person remembers that his health can be taken away at any moment, he becomes thankful. Gratitude softens the heart and directs it towards the giver. Such a person begins to live a purposeful life, one that is aligned with truth and accountability. On the other hand, those who ignore these realities fail to understand the essence of life. They live in a state of unconsciousness, attributing their blessings to their own abilities rather than recognizing them as divine gifts. This attitude leads to ingratitude, and ingratitude leads to loss, not just in the physical sense, but in the deeper, spiritual sense. Success in the test of life lies in recognizing the temporary nature of worldly existence and the eternal significance of accountability. A healthy body and a long life are not guarantees, they are opportunities. Opportunities to realize, to reflect, and to turn towards the Creator with humility. The man who lay on his deathbed had understood this truth. His physical strength had left him, but his insight had reached its peak. His message was simple yet profound: value what you have before it is taken away. Recognize the giver before you are forced to realize your helplessness. To think about death is not pessimism, it is realism. It brings balance to life. It prevents arrogance and fosters humility. When a person remembers that his health can be taken away at any moment, he becomes thankful. Do you not see that all those who are in the heavens and on earth praise God, as do the birds with wings outstretched?